Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling white clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you for having me. What a joy. It wasn't that long ago that we were celebrating Jesus' birth in a stable made for livestock. And the only witnesses were Mary and Joseph and whatever animals were in the stable. When the angels sang in a glorious choir, it was the poor shepherds on the hill. Jesus is laid to rest, and due to it being a Sabbath, the women have to wait a day to prepare and anoint the body. We know that when they do, so it's early dawn, and as the women go to do their duty, the burial ritual to their beloved Jesus, I'm sure there's little talk. The grief is real, as is the pain of loss. Only two angels greet the surprised women as they realize the tomb has been opened. Their grief-stricken, now terrified women are being spoken to. "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise?" And they remembered and went and told the 11 disciples and all the rest. And do you think they were believed at first? And how is it easy to remain in a Good Friday state of mind? And how hard to have hope and believe in the resurrection? Peter got up the courage to go look and was just amazed. There's still an element of not being quite sure from these men. The Easter message calls for us to believe in life, not death, that our new life begins with death. Dr. Jane McAdams was shocked when her 68-year-old mother was diagnosed with progressive lymphoma. Doctors gave her less than a month to live. When Dr. McAdams came to break the news, she found her mother looking through a sales catalog. Her mother, a legendary penny pincher, pointed out a very expensive summer purse and announced that she wanted that purse for her birthday. Dr. McAdams realized that her mother wasn't asking for the purse. She was asking how long she would live. Would she need a summer purse? Dr. McAdams decided not to tell her mother the diagnosis. Instead, she went out and bought the most expensive summer purse she could find. And every year since then, she bought her mother a fancy purse. Her mother lived past her 83rd birthday. There's amazing power in hope. Easter is about hope. In his classic novel, The Row, Lloyd C. Douglas has a character called Marcellus, who has become fascinated by Jesus. He wrote letters to his fiancée, Diane, in Rome. He told her about Jesus' teaching, about his miracles, then about his crucifixion and his resurrection. Finally, he informed her that he had decided to become a disciple of Jesus. And in her letter of response, Diana said, "What I feared was that it might affect you. It's a beautiful story. Let it remain so. We don't have to do anything about it, do we? We get to decide if we want to accept the gift of Easter and be an Easter person. The 6 greatest words in the Bible are, Jesus is risen from the dead. There are 775,000 words, more or less, in the Bible, and not one of them makes sense without these 6 words. These are the words the breathless women carried from the empty tomb back to the disciple. These are what we base our faith on. These 6 words are what have taken us from broken people to new life, that have given hope to the lost, have changed hearts. This is the good news of the gospel. Jesus is risen from the dead. Because he lives, so do we, victoriously." And this morning, my bishop, Paul Gordon Chandler, put out a little blurb, did a little thing, he's a wonderful sermonizer. But he mentioned the people in Ukraine, and the Easter Orthodox Easter is next week. They're a week behind us. We always were first. But they have, you know, when you do the greeting, the Lord is with you, and you shake hands and stuff like that. This is what the Ukrainians and the other Eastern Orthodox people will be doing next week when they pass the peace. And this is what they say: Christ is in our midst. And the reply is, he is and always will be. Isn't that wonderful? Amen.